We want to get your poll. We want to get that question in to you guys as to the number one greatest hip-hop song of all time. Now, they're saying this one is the one. And, you know, I remember when I first heard this, you could feel it. You could see it. You could live it. And that's why, you know, Grandmaster Flash, they kind of changed everything. You know what I mean?
Well, now I have a question, because when Freedus did the report earlier, you were saying that they said it because it was like a commentary of what was going on. So is that the criteria?
Right.
I don't know.
What
are listen to the words for a second. Because I'm telling you, it may be.
Right.
That's what Rolling Stones was. That was their idea.
Okay. Because some of the other ones that they threw in the hat.
I don't know.
Is it about the beat? Is it about a message? The lyrics? What are we basing on?
1-877-727-7746, the greatest hip hop song of all time.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skip the life and dangle. A Zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so diddy, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night, can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation, can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. Trying
not to lose my head. All right, so that was, they're saying that this is the greatest hip-hop song of all time. 1982, can you believe that?
Wow.
What was that, 35, 40 years?
Yeah.
Well, wow.
They say this song told the truth about modern inner-city life in America.
Jeez.
All right, Soup, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's just math.
But I'm just saying, this is one of those songs, my wife was telling me about how when she first heard it, you know, you like... It introduced you to a whole new world.
Sure.
I remember the video because they was walking down the street, stuff like that.
Greatest hip-hop song ever. Hello. Do you agree or disagree? What is your suggestion?
I agree.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the greatest song ever made. By the way, this is Paul from Lincoln Heights, man.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all, man? I'm a big fan of y'all show. Love y'all.
Thank you.
My man Albert, man. Albert is the man. Y'all just don't know that.
Okay. All right, thank you. Is he your man? That's the question.
Somebody.
All right, man. I'm just saying.
All right, just answer the question. Answer the question. The question is this the greatest?
The greatest song is Self-Destruction, because I had everybody on it talking about the same thing.
Self-Destruction.
Yeah, you got different views on how the world works instead of just, you know, what everybody wanted everybody to see.
Gotcha.
That's the same thing, though. You know, it's just a different era.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
right.
Different time.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Russ Paul Morning Show?
What's happening? Greatest hip hop song of all time.
That is. I agree totally, because you're going to hear this song 30 more years from now, and they still going to be jamming to the same song.
Which one? The Message? The message or something?
Yeah, the whole thing. The beat, the words, everything. These songs they're making now, oh, honey, they won't last a few years. They'll be gone.
That's a valid point. They're gone in a few months.
Self-Destruction, what year was that? What, 88?
Probably later, late 80s.
Yeah.
Because we also had Fight the Power in 89.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, it definitely set the thing off. I mean, it was the what's going on of our time. But, I mean, if you wanted to come up and bring it up to a different level, you could say Ron's House by Run DMC and then NWA's F the Police. I mean, you know, you got different you know, categories that you can put this stuff in. So, I mean, all of those songs are prevalent, you know.
Because I really do believe that NWA...
That song was definitely, you know, copied a lot.
Right. NWA was influenced... I feel personally by Too Short in the Bay Area because of the profanity in their songs.
Right.
But what NWA did, they took it to another level where what they did is they told stories, street stories in their songs. But that's what Grandmaster Flash's song, The Message, did.
Same thing.
It's a story.
Years and years before, it was a story that you could visualize.
Yeah.
Right.
See, they tell us in radio school that, you know, you got to paint pictures with your words. Sure. Well, that's what they did with hip-hop back then, because you lived that.
NWA don't get enough credit, though.
They, oh, man, it's just a brilliant group.
And Ice-T as well, because he was, you know, they got on him forever for speaking the truth.
Absolutely.
Not trying to be rude, says Tupac's Dear Mama, but a lot of people say The Message was the one. Somebody says, Danny Lynn Jim says, my 11-year-old is singing Don't Push Me Because I'm Close to the Edge, and I'm like, how do you know about that? So, you know, I guess it does touch everybody.
Okay, gotcha. Good morning. Hello. How you doing? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Lost you. Call me back. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning. It's Chilo from Dayton.
Yes, sirs. Okay, so hey, what is the greatest hip-hop song of all time?
The greatest hip-hop of all time. I like The Message because it's because of the political message, the view that it's given. But the greatest record of all time, I would have to say Eric B's Check Out My Melody.
Yeah, wow.
I think that introduced a whole different era of lyrics.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But did it have the impact of The Message, though?
Not the impact. No, not the impact. Because, you know, it was a...
I guess we need to set the criteria. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah. You know.
Okay, I got you. Thank you for that, brother. Good morning. Hello.
What's going on, Red Flower fam? How y'all doing?
Hey.
What's up?
I think that Message has, you know, is the best hip hop video because I remember the first time I seen it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was shocked. I was like, wow, that's how it looks. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They televised stuff that, you know, wasn't, you know, it was taboo back then. You know, it was real.
I was living in LA. I was on the West Coast. And the thing was, is that I didn't know that that's was the life.
Yeah.
On the East Coast.
Me either.
But, you know, I think the best hip-hop record of all time, to me, is going to be, you know, Notorious. I'm a Notorious fan. I mean, I just
Which Notorious song?
The first one, Juicy. That's the best of me. You know, I mean, like, he kept it real, you know. I mean...
Yeah, and that was a story. That told a story also. You know,
yeah, it's a story also, but you know, I'm a East Coast hip hop girl, so I mean, anything from New York, I'm rocking with. But definitely, The Message was the best hip hop video of all time.
Okay, got you. Thank you for that. Yeah, Frida.
Judah on the beat says Sugar Hill Gang, which was actually number 2 on Rolling Stone's list, and Edgman and HD says Special Ed. I got it made.
I think that, you know, if we're talking in terms of entertainment, we're talking about Biggie. Biggie runs it in terms of entertainment. You talk about
who did it? I think we're talking about who did it first.
But you're talking about a message. I like P.E.
Well, if we're talking about the best
and the first best
ever,
no matter what,
I say The Message. Well, I agree with Rolling Stones. Rolling Stone magazine.